Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Dr. Richard Batts, B-A-T-T-S. Address is 4918 Malibu Drive, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 510-504-2886. ID is XXX XXX 4133, date of birth 9-1-1941, 81-year-old, married, retired internal medicine specialist. Insurance is Medicare/USAA. Pharmacy is Walgreens-Paradise. It is address 2. Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Suite A. I'm sorry, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis. Clinical indication, neurological evaluation for complaints of cognitive decline. Subparagraph. Dr. Batts is concerned about the development of memory impairment that may reflect underlying degenerative dementia. Dear Dr. Alcohol and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Dr. Richard Batts for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know. Dr. Batts is a highly intelligent, well-trained retired professional internist, a graduate from Northwestern University, who was always athletically very active in river sports. Over the years, subparagraph, he had to quit his sporting activities last year when he realized that he was developing difficulty in recollection of what he was doing in his participation in activities in locations that he was previously familiar with. Subparagraph, he reports developing a decline in his recollection of different locations that he has performed his activities, both in this region and across the United States and in other parts of the world. Subparagraph, he is previously a world traveler, having lived in Europe and in South America. New paragraph. Today, he has some difficulty in recollection of his activities, as he reports. New paragraph, he is otherwise alert, oriented, pleasant, and demonstrates no unusual mental features. New paragraph, his thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremities. His deep tendon reflexes are slightly hypoactive. Subparagraph, he demonstrates no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph, his sensory examination is otherwise intact, but he describes a sense of slight numbness in his toes that is recent. New paragraph, he does report some unsteadiness in his gait, but he denies a history of falls or serious ataxia. Subparagraph, Romberg's test would be considered unremarkable. New paragraph.
Look at that person's tracks.
Cerebellar and extrapyramidal examination remain preserved without inducible neuromuscular rigidity, cogwheeling, Subparagraph, there's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Manual motor testing with distraction maneuvers is normal. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of recent cognitive decline, possibly age-related. Recommendations. At this time, I have given him the NIH quality of life questionnaires to complete and return for a more comprehensive assessment of his capacity. New paragraph. We will schedule and complete the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study, which we discussed today. New paragraph, I provided him with laboratory testing for exclusion of medical disorders that would be contributory to cognitive impairment. New paragraph, we will obtain home sleep testing to exclude undiagnosed but suspected obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation in approximately 4 to 6 weeks with the results of his testing for further recommendations. New paragraph, at this time, I would not readjust his current treatment regimen, being that he is on donepezil and memantine. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns with further recommendations in my signature.